How do you understand your company's reputation as an employer? Metrics vary from company to company, making it hard to benchmark your progress against competitors. This is where the Employer Brand Index comes in. It analyzes what employees, candidates, and alumni are saying about your company and quantifies these findings into a single score. We can even dive into your talent competitors to really understand how competitive your employer brand is. Our team of talent analysts collect all available data points, discover patterns, and deliver a report full of insights and recommendations. Want to know more? Go to employerbrandindex.co.
Hey, son, Svason. It's that time of the week again. It's time for the Employer Branding Podcast by me, yours truly, Jorgen Sundberg of Link Humans, London's employer branding agency. This week, we're talking to a health tech company, which very cleverly mixes up design thinking, talent management, employer brand, and engagement, putting it all into one pot, stirring it, and delivering a fantastic experience, all under the banner of doing well while doing good, which I really like. Interesting conversation coming up, so let's start the show. Hey, Brandon, how's it going?
It's wonderful, thanks.
Welcome to the podcast. Please let our listeners know who you are and what you do.
Awesome. My name is Brandon Lin. I come from the talent brand world by way of sitting in talent management, which is kind of an interesting thing. I'm at the epicenter of looking at the entire candidate to employee journey because I own both talent brand strategies, which includes talent assessments, and employee engagement. So for me, it's a red thread from top of funnel, the first spark of interest, and engaging all the way through your entire growth and learning trajectory at a company called Accolade. So I oversee the bird's eye view of a lot of different components of that employee life cycle.
That's really interesting, and that's arguably what employer brand management is all about, really. So not just about the outward-facing part, but also the whole experience. Tell us about Accolade. What does Accolade do?
Sure. It's a really, really interesting mission in that many other industries have assistants and agents. So if you think about, you have a travel agent if you want to take a cruise, an insurance agent. And in the healthcare journey, you are on your own in the United States, and it's up to you to Google something, which many people do, and rely on internet users and forums and WebMD to tell you you have the most extreme case or diagnosis of something. So social media is a huge influencer there, or you might know someone in your family or your friends or your circle of trust that is in the medical community. But once you enter into that cycle of how do I find a doctor? What's the right doctor for me? What do I have that would bring me to find a low cost or a high satisfaction experience that I can actually produce the best health outcomes for either myself or my family? And Accolade sits in the middle of that entire ecosystem. And for our employer partners, allows their employees to actually not just be thrown a bag of benefits and say, good luck. You know, we do all this great stuff and we attract you and engage you and retain you, and you figure out how to use it. We have what's called health assistants who basically run the gamut of, I don't have my ID card or I don't know where to find it or how to use it, to I just got diagnosed with something and I need to understand the implications to the bills and my medication. And by actually using and this will tie right into our EVP tagline, a mission that is to do well while doing good, the do good end of things, is that if we can save costs for employers and bend the curve on their spend for benefits, we can actually create a healthier workforce, a happier employer, and then we do good by not making any bad profits and by pumping, dare I say, an enjoyable experience back into the healthcare spectrum. And we do that today through telephonic care, mobile care, all wrapped around the expertise of data scientists and nurses and other clinicians and behavioral health and pharmacists. So kind of an army that does good.
Great. And what's the talent challenge for this army?
Wow. It's something I think about on the hour, every hour. And the talent challenge is a couple things. Number one, to get people to understand that when we say we want you to roll up your sleeves and tackle big problems and challenges, this is a huge climb. Now, the end goal for us, at least phase one, is for every American to either have their own health assistant or to have something like a health assistant, for us to be able to inspire others to do what we're doing in terms of our model. And the challenge is that we bring people in who are either used to healthcare or they're used to technology. And because we're merging healthcare and technology, it's kind of a culture clash for some people. There are terminologies, lingos, you know, tools, techniques in one side of the spectrum or another. For us to bring the talent together as one accolade and create a culture that attracts people that want to be part of it all, it's sometimes hard to boil the ocean.
Gotcha, gotcha. And so tell us, what's your recipe for boiling this ocean? What's the employer brand strategy? How do you tie it all together?
Our employer brand strategy is to be as real, authentic, and genuine as possible. So to de-risk any bait and switch when you get here about no matter where you sit and no matter who you are and where you're coming from, what you expect, that we're not serving you a bill of goods and hyperbolic messaging, stock imagery, flashy, you know, eye candy that you get here. And even when you logically know that's the point of advertising and marketing, it just doesn't sit right with you that, hey, I had a really high touch, front-loaded, exciting recruitment experience through talent engagement, recruitment marketing, and my conversations there within. And I've heard someone use this term before, and I think it's fantastic. And now I've experienced what they call, and I call, the hotel lobby theory. You know, we wow you with chandeliers, you know, people carrying your bags. There's cool music playing, fireplaces, food and drink. And then you get to your room and it's bland and it's cold and you're on your own, right? You figure out how to turn on the TV and good luck. Here's your key card. Gotcha. So we're looking to not use any stock imagery. And also to do a lot of really slick and fast feedback looping with our employees on what worked and your aha moment for a person, a place, a thing, an asset when you were vetting us, researching us as a new hire, or for current and existing employees, what brings you back to that exciting moment of why you join? And also through your experience at certain thresholds, does that remain or do we need to tweak some of the assets, campaigns, and even our EVP? So we're very nimble with that. And one of the tools we use too strategically is design thinking. So at the beginning of this year, we set up an offsite for all of my team, which is called Talent and Development. And that's talent acquisition, talent management, and learning and development, to journey map a candidate experience from the first time they hear the word accolade or understand what even our general mission is and get some kind of spark of interest, all the way through the hiring funnel, the onboarding cycle, and then even into things like employee engagement, learning, growth, and development. And if there's any things that we're messaging or tweaking or changing that would impact one of those pieces of the journey, we want to make sure we're in sync, because we use a design thinking methodology to say, let's stack all of the processes together. And if there's not a red thread that binds them, some trust is going to break down.
Yeah. And how many employees do you have in total?
We have today just over 1,000, which was a really cool milestone for us. So we have about 1,050, and we're back in hyper growth mode. So we should this year be hiring anywhere from 200, 300, or 400 more.
Nice. Yeah, because I'm thinking, I love the design thinking and getting that whole, all those functions together on an offsite day. I'm just thinking some of our listeners might be working for much, much bigger organizations, and for them, it's perhaps a bit more siloed. So that's really interesting. And you touched on the EVP, and tell us about what the EVP is and also how that is activated to a potential candidate.
Yeah, the EVP, I'll start with the tagline. It's the easiest way to remember it, is to do well while doing good. And that being, and this is the underpinning, is that's okay. Meaning it's okay that we're rewarding, recognizing ourselves for all of our hard work, growing a business, growing ourselves personally and professionally, while at the same time, the things that we're doing that are creating that, hey, at the end of a week, I've had quite a workout each and every week, but I come back and I'm excited to do it, is because at the end of the day, our mission is selfless, it's empathetic, it's tireless, but it's doing these amazing butterfly effects of good rippling out from someone who might be, needing, like I said, their benefits card, but then by context, we learn that the reason they're going to access their healthcare is for some incredibly deep reason for them or their family, acute or chronic conditions or care, which is also causing some kind of behavioral health. That doing good drives so much of what we do that at the end of the day, all the doing well parts for ourselves and our business and the intrinsic values are completely aligned, the yin and the yang, with the extrinsic values that we do for our communities and stakeholders.
Activation-wise, how do you activate it internally and externally?
So the good news is I've made friends with marketing early and purposefully. I use a lot of their best practices for demand generation, social analytics and listening, but also user-generated content platform and activation. So how we activate employer brand is a lot of partnerships and homegrown content creation, the partnerships being with our friends like The Muse, or other sites that will let us syndicate their awesome content. So we don't have to reinvent the wheel, and we pull in their modules to our career site, or even just pieces and of videos and pictures and assets. Some of that then we tie to our own story, and so it's sort of a mixtape or a mashup. And then it's really easy for us to plug into different internal intranet posts to say, hey, this is some really cool stuff happening. Here's some easy plug and play templates for your social channels. Or if you're tied in and everyone's invited to be tied into the everyone's social user generated or employee generated content stream, with one click, set up your accounts with one click, share it that way as well. One thing about activation that I think is really cool for us is that we're really purposeful with an omni-channel play to say, we don't want to exclude introverts and just say, the best and the brightest who are high performers and translate well on camera, you're welcome to the VIP club. We are welcoming, sound bites, quotes, stories, blogs, vlogs, pictures from outside of work, all sort of curated by myself and with the help of marketing to launch into paid programmatic advertising or then measure that as well. So we're trying to be pretty inclusive so as to not say talent brand is this and not that. Talent brand and talent engagement is a lot of moving parts and pieces. And so we try not to say you're not invited to the activation party. We're trying to be very purposeful about, hey, if you have a story to tell, which I believe everyone does, you should be able to pick the medium, the message to do that, that you're comfortable with. And if you're not, I'll help you with that.
Great. And you mentioned the M word, measure. Mm-hmm. How do you go about measuring success, and what are the key metrics?
As of lately, I've kind of coined this phrase that I'm now an ebook collector, meaning I've been downloading and I've amassed and I'm backed into my backlog of 50 ebooks to try to keep up with all things social demand gen, marketing, content marketing, native advertising theory, to basically say, this is the same funnel, right? Different psychology, corporate brand to talent brand. What can I do that they're doing to measure talent brand? And it's funny because I'll come with my homework to some of these cross-functional meetings, and marketing will say in a humble way, it's still hard for us. So that means if they're the subject matter experts running these tools and trying to figure out attribution, and funnel analytics and with all kinds of changing algorithms for cooking and targeting and data privacy, hey, it's difficult for us. We should give ourselves a little bit of a humbleness and employer branding to say, it's not hard. I mean, it's not easy. It's very hard. With that said, we should be measuring something, because the other thing I know, big brands of those that employ employment brand professionals or teams that I've networked with, not everyone's getting a lot of budget. So we have to be able to prove something is moving in some sort of way to be able to play around with dollars. And so today what we're doing is at least we're using Google Analytics to look at engagement. And time on site for me is a really cool metric because I like to bifurcate that in either they are looking and staying because they're interested, or I'm never going to stop learning and working and iterating because they're staying as a confusion, right? That I'm trying to figure this out. And that's why I have the benefit of being in employee engagement and taking all these post-hire and employee lagging indicator surveys and touch points to say, each and every way I can, or with the help of my recruiters, both what was really inspiring that kept you engaged and what was missing. What do we need to be clear on? And sometimes design thinking gets you to the root cause of, I still just didn't understand what you did. You talked about all this flashy stuff about the cool stuff you're doing with the mission. I'm still confused on what the mission is. And so time on site for me is not something to rest on as a vanity metric. It's a really cool way to say we're getting awesome engagement, but there's still more to dig into under the hood there.
And what would be your top tips to other talent brand managers starting out or just looking to get to the next level?
I would say first and foremost, make sure that if you are in the beginning stages that you understand two things. Number one, that the bar is actually quite low in terms of competitive advantage for doing this kind of work right now. As I've come to learn, employer branding theory, philosophy, practice isn't much more than 10 years old. And so the trend line for what HR professionals consider to be a top analytics measure of success is pushing employer brand to the top. So you're in it right now, and it's a perfect time to jump in. So A, feel confident that your work is on the uptick and that it's highly, highly visible to a generation that is vetting through social recruiting all things beyond who the product and services team are, what they're doing and what the company's putting out to market, but who is the talent behind that. And so feel confident in knowing if you're doing this work at all, you're already ahead of the game. And most recruitment organizations are still trying to figure this out. And like I hinted on a moment ago, so too are marketing teams. So don't feel like you're behind. So I want to say to the listeners of this podcast, feel confidence that starting this work, evolving this work, it's all good. And that's why I get so passionate and excited about this world, because I feel like we're just scratching the surface. And as you're doing that work, the second piece of advice too is, I can't emphasize enough, and I said this a few moments ago, make friends with your marketing team. Yeah. Obviously, on a top line read of that, scaling trust with any organizational partnership, is an obvious, but with this team specifically, if you're trying to balance quality and speed is the name of the game most times here, to tweak or iterate or get stuff out to market for campaigns that you know all hiring managers will say, I needed that person or that team yesterday, so speed's the game. Utilize their best practices, their tools, their resources, even if you're designing content, landing pages, career pages, ask them what their style guide is and mirror the corporate brand style guide to a talent brand style guide. Ask them for templates around the real estate so you can plug and play and you're not saying, here's a blueprint that's totally off the mark. You guys use apples. I want you to build an orange. It's not going to bode well. So completely synergize with marketing and learn from them. Because they're learning from us now. They're learning, hey, if 10% of our all-in website traffic is coming from careers, it might be in our best interest to play nice with our big stakeholder, talent acquisition and talent brand. And it's just a beautiful partnership. So do really, really good work because the work is just getting started and more exciting. And make sure that you're realizing that marketing and the buyer's journey is just the flip side of the same coin. And you're just looking at the candidate journey. So huge opportunities for partnership there.
Great. So that's a very encouraging. Right. So where can our listeners learn more about Accolade's employer talent brand activities? And also where can they connect with yourself, Brandon?
Sure. I'm a big fan of LinkedIn. So I always welcome connections, messages. I love to have people ask me tough questions or even really easy questions because I love learning. So connect with me on LinkedIn and hit me up about my work or what you're trying to do in your world. Accolade.com, accolade.com/careers. So check out what we're doing. Look at some of the assets we have there. And apply. I should say that. Hopefully it's an obvious, but if you're in one of our markets and have an interest in exploring a career with us, definitely apply.
Thank you so much for your time today, Brandon.
Thank you. This was fantastic.
Okay, there you have it. Big thanks to Brandon for sharing that. And I was just reflecting on the fact that 10% of the traffic to the Accolade.com website comes down to career purposes. We actually have clients who can attribute more than 50% of the traffic to their corporate websites to talent, so to people interested in working for the company. So that could be a quick win for those of you who haven't actually looked into this. So just get access to Google Analytics and see what pages people are clicking onto your website. So if it's anywhere between 10 and 50%, that hands you some pretty good leverage from an employment perspective, so that you can probably get a bit more steer on the design of the website and perhaps get a bit more budgets coming your way. Right. Also, I should mention that if you want to subscribe to this podcast, feel free to check out employerbrandingpodcast.com, as well as Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and SoundCloud, and other places, of course. And if you're looking to measure your employer brand, because how can you prove what you can't measure? You can't, surely. Check out employerbrandindex.co, so the employer brand index, which is our way of measuring employer brand. And also, if you have any questions or any feedback for me, feel free to ping me at jorgen@linkhumans.com. And that is it. Thank you so much for tuning in and look forward to catching up next time. Hey-do!
What is Whitney Houston's favorite type of coordination? Hand-eye.